And as we enter into a time of reflection, let us pray. Holy God, we come this morning to the edge of the tomb looking for Jesus and are just as surprised as the women who came carrying oils and spices to anoint his body. Help us as we enter into this mystery to know that you are with us, alive and well. Breathe into our souls. Souls that at times are so afraid and don't understand. Breathe into your people again, O God, that resurrection. This we pray in the name of the risen one. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I stepped out of the house and could not believe the change in 24 hours. Yesterday, snow and ice pellets that pierced the skin. This morning, a wave of warmth hit me. The sound of running water as the snow melted off my roof was like a creek coming alive after a winter freeze. And the birds were chirping in the trees. And all I could think was, this is Easter. It is here. Today, more than any other day in the Christian calendar, we are used to hearing triumphant music, being filled with joy as we proclaim Christ's resurrection. Today, among all the days of our church, has rich and vibrant traditions of greeting each other with a full embrace and happy Easters.
Hallelujahs.
And hallelujahs. Today is the day where we join our voices in triumphant song that Jesus has vanquished death. Today is the day we are most certain of God's actions and proclaim he is risen, risen indeed. And yet, today we meet virtually. While death rages in the world, and fears and uncertainties are so a part of our lives. This Easter feels different than we're used to. This Easter looks different than we're used to. And maybe you find yourself torn between the Easter you want and dreamed of and the Easter celebration that you are faced with. If you find yourself in that place, know that it's okay, and you're not alone. Today we heard Beth read from Mark's Gospel. What we heard is the earliest account of the resurrection. These short verses are the original ending of Mark's Gospel. If you have a Bible, there is very likely other words attached to it. But that's because somebody thought there needed to be more. For many, this gospel is their least favorite gospel. I mean, nobody actually sees Jesus. There's no tender moment with Mary Magdalene, and Peter doesn't come charging to the tomb in amazement. In Mark's gospel, there's actually no appearance of the risen Lord, just a messenger saying he is not here, and faithful women commissioned to go and tell other disciples. But because of fear and amazement, they say nothing. I'm not sure that we could have asked for a more appropriate scripture for this time, because the reality of the world and our experience of it, for many of us, is one of fear, grief, and bewilderment, at least more so than pure joy. There is something so truthful about the disciples who feel overwhelmed by the reality that's in front of them. Disciples who have had their world turned upside down and are not 100% sure what to do next. Disciples who at times get trapped in terror and are overwhelmed by what they've experienced, who cannot find words to speak, at least not in that moment. I actually love Mark's version because it is so human and so honest. And I feel also so hope-filled because we know that the women did speak and share. If not, this earliest record of the resurrection would not have been found in our scriptures. But beyond that, Mark's story shows how God rises even when we don't understand, even when we are afraid, even when we're not sure of his presence, even when we don't know what to say. In the dark, before the warmth of the sun that melts the snow, God set at work this work of resurrection. Good news had already started to flow. New life had begun. And God calls us to walk into that future. More than any other gospel, Mark's gospel says, come and see the future I'm preparing for you. Jesus calls on us through the darkness and the fear. For as the messenger says, he has been risen. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he goes ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Whether we are in the light or the darkness, Christ is alive, calling us on to new life in him. So let us stand. And remember, we do not have to be afraid. For his love surpasses death. His love causes tombs to open. His love casts out fear and grants us strength for the journey into the unknown. The unknown, where we find our risen Savior. So thanks be to God. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.